The event is called 7 Days of Local Delights. It's sponsored by the Red Hills Small Farm Alliance, and one of its board members is Kate Watson.
Well, we were founded in 2010, so we've been going about 8 years now. We're a nonprofit organization, and one of our missions is to provide economic stability for the local farmers within a 100-mile radius.
Watson says the group's farmers do a lot more than just farm. They're also very much into public education and marketing.
Part of the ways we do that is through events like 7 Days, also through workshops that we offer, our Tomato Festival, which is always really well attended. We also have an online market, which gives our producers the availability to harvest just what they need to sell to our customers, so there's no waste of time, effort, or product at that point, too.
Which brings us back to the current event, 7 Days of Local Delights.
It's an opportunity for us to sort of showcase not only our local producers, but all the wonderful things that they're growing and harvesting, but also the local restaurants that use our local farmers. And there's nothing better than having it come straight from the farm to your plate. And that's where 7 Days really got its start.
And what we're trying to do with 7 Days of Local Delights is, part of it is just to engage the community, to let them know that we exist, let them know that there's a lot of options out there and it's something to celebrate. And doing it this year midwinter is really great because it's a slow time for farmers, and it's a time that you might think most farms in the country are taking a rest, but not here. Summer is our slowest time, actually.
That last voice belongs to Katie Harris. She's also an Alliance board member, but was also one of the group's founders.
So there's a bunch of different workshops. Some of them have to do with growing. Some of them have to do with cooking. It really is an interesting gamut this year. We have something every single day of the week. The week is February 3rd through 10th. So Sunday to Sunday, there's a workshop happening every day. We also have, as Kate mentioned, restaurants in the area will be offering a Red Hill special, which will be featuring ingredients sourced from local farmers, many of which are in our alliance.
Her board colleague, Kate Watson, adds the variety of locally produced food is surprisingly vast.
You do think, well, it's mostly produce, but we're so much more than that. I mean, we offer beef, poultry, pork, mushrooms, honeys. We're selling oysters through local aquaculture, flowers, plants, coffees, cheeses. Sweetgrass Dairy is a member of our alliance, and so we sell their cheeses through our market, and we'll be featuring them as part of 7 Days as well.
And Katie Harris adds all of that will be showcased throughout this week.
There's also going to be a tomato workshop at Native Nurseries, raised bed gardening at IFAS, KitchenAble's doing a cooking class to teach people how do you use this seasonal produce. That can always be a big challenge since we have such a long green season. There will be a local food swap actually at our online market location at Northwood Mall. You make something or you bring produce and you trade with other people who've done the same thing. You come with one thing and you leave with a cornucopia. There's going to be a food forestry with Great Southern Forestry using pigs to do both forestry but also bring food to your table. And lastly, we'll be doing growing gourmet mushrooms, Play of Sunlight mushrooms, at their farm on Mill Street.
For the complete rundown of 7 Days of Local Delights offerings, check out the Red Hills Farm Alliance website. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.